You know, over the 23 years of my life, I've realized that it's not this. It's not this physical body. You know, people can see me on the street and be like, wow, look how disabled that guy is. And I'll be like, pfft. Have you seen your mindset? Like, have you seen the way you operate? Like, have you seen the way that you react to situations, that you're pissed off in traffic, that you think the world is happening to you? Like, I'm not disabled. Like, you're handicapped.
Anything you think you can do, you can.
The biggest and baddest people are handicapped and crippled by the limiting beliefs, the things that they tell themselves.
Non-stop. Work non-stop until it feels natural, until life isn't complete without it, where everything revolves around your work, your progress.
And that's why I say the biggest disability is a bad mindset. It's not this body. And so that's how I want to shift people's perspective, is realizing like, man, this guy's got no legs and one arm, but he's doing all these amazing things, and letting people know like, you have everything inside of you to do whatever you need. But you need to get this right. Your operating system, your computer system.
You script your future, your power, and sculpt the life you need. This nonstop will guide you, push you towards success, towards a life constructed of your strength, of your achievements. This is the place where you thrive, stand up, stand out, and become something more than just someone.
So many people are trying to seek validation from other people. They're trying to be working on relationships with girls, or trying to, you know, seek validation from other things and Instagram and materialistic things. And when the biggest relationship that they should be working on is the one within themselves. That's what everybody needs to be working on.
Anything you think you can do, you can. Your life can work itself around this. This will become your life. You can always be better. You can always be better than best.
Of each day is an opportunity to win something. And you go out there, whether it's a practice day or a qualifying day, even a day of prep, or at my own house, or wherever it may be. It's just pushing hard each and every day. Don't start at the heavyweight division. You're born with it, but you have to continue to practice it. You're only as good as the people that you surround yourself with.
Design your life to become something you can thrive in, a place where you can truly succeed, a place more than your life, your future. No one but you. No one but you can make this change. This change from frequent to non-stop. This will be your future.
You're on call 24/7. Never know what's going to happen around the next corner. And I think it's just making sure that you're available at all times, no matter what happens.
Now is the time to become someone you believe in, someone with purpose. Don't stop now. Don't stop until you know you can make it. Stand up to your success. Stand up to your power. This is your opportunity. Take it. Take it like you own it, because you do. Be sure. Know your purpose, your worth, your intention, your drive to strive towards success.
Like, I know everything's gonna be hard. And I feel like when, like, even now kids or some people, if they quit because things are hard, they just haven't done uncomfortable things enough. They haven't got out of their comfort zone enough and experienced, you know, what that discomfort is. The majority of not only entrepreneurs, but human beings, like, we start off with can't. Like, the majority of people are like, oh, you can't do this because this, 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 and this. And it's like, humans are very disempowering creatures. Like, if we don't catch our thoughts, if we don't catch our patterns, if we don't catch the things that come out of our mouth, if they're negative, like, we need to switch that. Start little. I wasn't comfortable in my skin. The one thing I realized is, like, I can't change no legs and one arm, but I can get a six pack. You know, I can feel a little bit more comfortable in my body. Well, if I get in shredded and people are looking at my muscles, maybe they're not looking at my finger and my weird arm or whatever I thought at that time. And so I say start little. You know, say that is, I'm gonna wake up 15 minutes earlier this whole week. And you do it, boom, like, great job. Or I'm gonna do yoga, or I'm gonna go to the gym, you know, this amount of times, or I'm gonna eat healthy. Whatever those little goals are for you, start little and then work your way up, because, like, humans love the feeling of progress. And I've realized, looking back at my days, like, my lowest days, my most, like, darkest days are the days where, like, I'm sitting around too long and I'm not doing much. I'm not moving the needle forward in any area of my life. I'm kind of being like a bum. And so I always tell people, it's a good thing I have one finger, the one finger technique. And that is doing one thing today that you know is going to evolve you into a better human being. And that could be a big thing, but it could be a small thing too. Like, it could be, I read 10 pages of a book today. And I evolved. You know, I learned a little bit more than I did today, or I asked that question, I learned something. Like, people need to start small, whatever area you're at in your life, but just start small. I would tell people to set these little micro goals. Set these little micro goals and just commit, and then, like, every time you commit and you don't follow through, you're diminishing yourself, like, your self-integrity. The value. Like, how do you value yourself? Like, how do you want to show up? Like, do you want to, like, if I told you I was going to show up here and I didn't show up here, like, that's terrible. Like, I just diminished not only my self-integrity with myself, but with you as well, my word. And so, like, if we're viewing ourselves as the most important thing, we're like, our body, our temple, like, don't diminish your self-value. If you say you're going to commit to something, follow through, and I promise you, you're going to feel so much better on the other side because you followed through. And you're like, wow, I actually did what I said I was going to do. Like, oh my God, it's amazing.
So this is where you are. It's never too late. Never stop. This is where you can begin work. Hard work. Become the person you admire. You know that you can be the best. All it takes is power, drive, and work. Work until it hurts. This is where you succeed. This is how you succeed.
The world's happening for you and not to you, but like, my whole thing is like the victim mentality. Like, I went from victim to victor, realizing like, we can play off of every situation. Like, right now we're floating through plane energy, and like, someone comes up to you and calls you a name, like, it's up to you whether you react in a negative way or a positive way. And like, people are pissed off that they're in traffic, but you realize that you woke up today and you're breathing. Like, I want people to be like, whoa. It takes a different person from a different walk of life with a different perspective to really break through that barrier, especially through all the priming, right? No matter how long you've been priming and programming your brain, like, it takes someone to come in and just boom, just throw some perspective and totally break through that wall and get you to look at the world differently. So I want people to realize, like, you know, Nelson Mandela has this quote, in life I don't lose, I only win or learn. Like, if people can realize, like, so many people think like they've lost, but like, if you just pull one piece of information that's good, whether it's a different perspective, extracting knowledge, a different way to go about life, a different way to not fall on your face, like, that's winning. And so if I just want people to realize, like, they have everything inside of them to do whatever they need to do. Things are gonna be hard, but like, I'm going to learn from me falling on my face. Like, I'm going to pick up and say, what can I do differently so I don't fall on my face next? You going out there and playing full out, it's motivating all the guys regardless. And that's what I realized, that, you know, even in those low moments of getting my butt kicked and I'm pouring sweat, I'm laying in other people's sweat, but if I can look over to my friends and crack a smile, that will just motivate them and drive them.
This is where it starts. Now is the time to succeed. The power is in your hands. The power to be something more, something that has potential. You know that. You've always had it. Take the opportunity. Take the risk. Take the risk now before it's too late.
What do you do, maybe the right word, when you don't follow through with what you said you were gonna do?
Yeah, it's kind of like recalibrate. You know, like, okay, well, what did I do wrong? And maybe that goal was too big.
Do you punish yourself at all?
I think there is a point where you can set consequences. You know, if I don't do this, then I gotta write a check to someone I don't like. Or, you know, there could be consequences. And if you find yourself the person that always committing and derailing, then add consequences. You know, like, and add rewards, like, for the things that you do accomplish. Like, say you're gonna go to the gym 30 days straight, and you do it for 30 days straight, go to the spa. Like, go do something, go treat yourself. But I think if you're the person that, you know, commits to something and you continuously derail, add, like, a time limit on it and add a consequence. Maybe manipulate yourself and say, well, this is a consequence, I'm gonna have to read 30 pages of a book, but really it's benefiting you, you know? And so, like, if you need the guardrails, then add consequences. But if you're continuously just ripping through it, I would say just, you know, add those rewards. But it's also okay to say, like, wow, maybe that goal was massive. Like, let's set these little stepping stones so I can get to that goal. Don't, like, totally beat yourself up if you don't do it, but, like, realize, like, maybe you need to set little smaller intentions or smaller steps. I just want people to continuously be the victors of their life and realize that life is all about perspective. The lens we look through, you know, like, you can have that victim, you can look at things and be the victim, or you can look at things and see all the positive in the world. And the fact that we're literally spinning on a rock in the universe, well, we call it the universe, we don't really know what it is, but we're literally spinning on a rock right now. and we have the ability to be conscious and experience the human experience, which is wild. Like, we're actually live, and like right now as we're talking, like, we can't feel the blood that's rushing through our left ear right now, because that's just life. Like, life is absolutely wild. And when people, you know, I always say, if people can just reflect, like, at least once a day on the fact that, like, we're on this rock and it's spinning around and we don't really know what's going on, but we're here, like, you'd be a little less, you know, you'd be hesitant to complain about traffic or the fact that your leg hurts, because something else in the grand scheme of the universe is going on that's way worse than what you have going on. Even me, a man with no legs and one arm, I ain't got no problems.